A new book showcases some of the most beautiful gardens in the region that few people have had the opportunity to see. WHYY's Peter Crimmins peeks over the wall into the private gardens of Philadelphia.
In 1985, Leslie Ann Miller and her husband, Richard Worley, bought a stone mansion in Bryn Mawr. It's on a three-acre property, and it was pretty rough. With no previous gardening experience, Miller wanted to bring this neglected landscape back to its pre-war heyday.
You know, gardening is so good for the soul. From the very beginning, the Philadelphia Flower Show was my favorite event. And I loved what I saw, and I also loved the people that I met there. Oh my gracious, so inspiring.
Now there are stone terraces, a frog pond, shade gardens of hostas and hellebores, a shock of pink lilies and blue hyssops cuts across a quarter-acre lawn bordered by a stand of cherry trees.
What we've got here actually is a garden journey that has resulted in us having developed a collection of smaller gardens throughout the property.
Unless you're invited to one of Miller's parties, you likely will never see this masterpiece, but it's now profiled in the book called The Private Gardens of Philadelphia by Nicole Judé and photographer Rob Cardillo. They visited 21 gardens in the region, from tight little townhome yards to palatial mansions on the main line. To get a sense of each garden over time, Cardillo returned again and again to take pictures in different seasons.
To quote an old Greek philosopher, I mean, you never step in the same garden twice. These places change, and that's part of the beauty, too, I think, of any garden, is that it's always a push-pull with nature. It's not static. And 2 weeks from now, it's going to look very different.
The Private Gardens of Philadelphia was published in April, and it's already in its second printing. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.